Hello, this is Stephanie.
And Genesee.
And you're listening to WTF is Up with Gen Z, the podcast where we explore teen life in the digital era.
But before we get into this episode, make sure to check us out on Instagram at WTFGenZ and email us at WTFGenZpodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions, concerns, or want to be featured on the podcast. Right.
Yes. So today we have a pretty good topic, I think, in my opinion. School life during quarantine, because a lot of people have changed their whole schooling lives, aka every high school student.
Literally everybody.
So here we are talking about our personal experiences with that.
Yes. So, should we start with sharing our own routines?
I think that would be a good place.
Okay. I'll go first. Okay, so I wake up at 9 because my parents, they make me wake up at 9. So I do, and that's probably good for me anyway. So I wake up at 9, and then I immediately start school. I go downstairs, start school. I work until, like, I don't know, 11 or something, and then I make brunch, which is normally something pretty extravagant, I guess. Like, it takes a while to make, and it's normally a lot bigger than I planned. Anyway, I eat that, and then I take, like, I don't know, an hour and a half break to do whatever I want. And then I go back to school and finish all of my stuff, and that lasts, I don't know, maybe until, like, 2 or 3, or depending on how much I kind of, like, dawdle during that time, maybe 4, because sometimes it's hard to stay on task. So at the latest, I'm done around 4, but that's, like, at the very, very latest.
Yeah. For me, I wake up anywhere between 7:50 to 9:46-ish.
Oh, okay.
Really specific times, but that's basically the time frame. It really depends on what time I go to bed the previous night. But anyways, when I get up, the first thing I do, if I'm a good human being, is I brush my teeth and wash my face.
Oh, okay. Well, I do that recently, too.
I just don't like saying. But recently, the existence of that step is questionable in the morning. Then I do schoolwork until I'm dreadfully hungry, making sure to drink off water to push off my hunger as long as possible. Not sure why. Then I exercise for about an hour-ish. I don't want to tell you what I do. Wait, I mean, I could.
What?
But I'm not going to, because that's, I don't know what, I don't know. I have no clue what I'm saying. And then next, I go back to school. So, usually I eat, school till hungry. I usually get hungry anywhere from 10:30 to around 12:30. So that's when I have breakfast. Is after I exercise. So after I exercise, then I have breakfast, and then finish any necessary things. Usually I'm always done with school between 11:24-ish to maybe like 12 something. I never really go past 1:30 though. And then I'm done.
Ow. Oh, ow. I just, sorry.
And then and then sometimes I'll go back to work later in the night if I'm FaceTiming with my one friend Joe, and we want to grind something and finish it up because we're weird like that and make it like a game. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I never like work after the time just because I can't do that. My brain doesn't work like that.
It depends what it is, because certain things, like for my AP US history class, it's really easy work. It's just kind of busy work at this point. So that's usually what we'll do, and it's really long. So, I'll tell you, but the main thing is, Monday is the grind day. That is the day I get done everything I possibly can. Like, there's some classes that give me daily assignments, but a lot of them give me a time frame to get them done, so mm-hmm. I get them done as soon as possible, so I don't have to worry about it later. So last week, for example, I think I only really did schoolwork for Monday and maybe a little bit of Tuesday, but for the rest of the week, I had like 5 to 10 minutes of work every day.
That's nice. Yeah, no, yeah. Like, for chemistry, we get, like, one to four videos a day. And, like, those, because sometimes he does a bunch of short videos, and sometimes he has, like, two kind of long ones. Like, sometimes, like, 30-minute videos that you just have to sit there and watch and take notes on, and then he has you do worksheets for it and stuff, which you technically don't have to do. And I sometimes don't do, but that's fine. And same with algebra. They have us watch like a 20-ish minute video every day. And I kind of procrastinate that the most. And even though it's like literally like maybe an hour to watch all the videos, for some reason in my mind I'm like, that is so much work. And then I end up waiting until like the end of my school day to do it, and then I just don't want to do it, so then I'm procrastinating it, and it's, I don't have a healthy relationship with chemistry and algebra. I don't.
For me, my go-to is whenever I'm given a video is I realize what teacher I have, and if that teacher, most videos I'll put on 1.5 speed, and if it's a slower teacher, I'll put it up to 2x speed, because once you practice listening to faster talking, which I do all the time when I watch YouTube videos, you just can't, it's so slow, and it gets the work done faster.
Yeah.
Especially with notes, too.
I do that with algebra.
Pre-calc? Yeah, yeah, yeah. For pre-calc, she talks so slow, and she points at everything, and I just can't. But, she's one of the nicest ladies, and I feel like some of us may be taking advantage of that. Cause she's like, I don't want to overwhelm you with work, and we're like, yeah, the workload you're giving us is fine. It's like 10 minutes a day. It's the one of the lowest teachers gives us work. She gives us more work daily, but it's so easy. And I'm like, thank you for being a nice person, because I don't want to do pre-calc anymore.
Yeah. No, Mr. Okay, my chemistry
Mr.
teacher. he goes so fast. I don't even understand how he does this. I have to literally pause the video to write down the notes, because he, like, just speeds through it. And I feel like...
No, I had him last year, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
He is so fast.
He is fast. I forgot about that.
He's, like, naturally on 1.5 speed.
that's true.
It's so true.
But,
because, like,
yeah.
I could follow him last year, but I knew a lot of people couldn't, but I think it's just because I am used to watching things in hyperspeed.
In class, I liked it. It's just, like, it's different now, I guess.
Yeah. The nice thing is that a lot of... I feel like my main classes, we're all getting ready for APs, so it's mostly review, so the workload has lifted, especially for bio. I mean, she's given us a lot of review sheets to do. I've kind of fallen behind on that. That was my bad. Like, I probably should have had more than 5 to 10 minutes of work this past week, but I just didn't want to do the bio review. So I'll catch up next week. So, I guess we could talk about the method we're getting our work from, because, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're getting it from Google Classroom.
Yeah.
If you didn't know. If you don't use Google Classroom, which I'm sure you do, you upload assignment, and it's really easy to have a doc automatically attached, like a worksheet they can create, and then we just add it right in it, and then turn it in.
I like the to-do list feature of it. That's nice.
Yes, I was just about
it's
to talk about that.
30.
I was just about to talk about the to-do list feature. I remember when we first had the quarantine set up, I went on Google Classroom because I knew we would be having our classes from there from now on, and I started familiarizing myself with the website, and I found the to-do list thing, and I was like, and there was just a bunch of old assignments that other teachers, because we use Google Classroom throughout the year occasionally for certain teachers, and how many unsubmitted things were on there, and I was like, oh my god, I'm just turning everything in so this to-do list is clear. And that helps me see what I need to get done a lot.
Yeah, I kind of work through it, sometimes top from bottom, but, like, I'm trying to start with the classes I, like, procrastinate the most nowadays. Helps me go by quicker.
Yeah. And then one thing that I do for school, I feel like a lot of people are saying this time has hurt their academic experience. What do you think about that?
It's hurt. Okay, so my grades, they're great. They're wonderful. They're the best they've been. But my level of understanding for some things is kind of lower because it's easy to cheat on these like tests and stuff because you can just look at past notes without really needing to understand this stuff. So that's kind of my problem. Like, if I were to have to go back to school, which we don't, and take a test, I would probably fail it. But I'm passing all these ones with flying colors. How about you, Stephanie?
For me, I feel like I'm learning the concepts faster for things. Like, I'm not learning anything that's dreadfully new or groundbreaking. Like, for bio, we basically finished everything because they changed the AP curriculum. The new units that she taught us weren't on the test, so they were summarized versions, so it wasn't that important for me to learn. And the thing with bio is, I don't know other AP bio students, it's basically pretty repetitive of everything we've learned for most of our high school and even earlier academic careers. So it's not the most challenging class, which is weird because when you look up, I don't know if that's how our school has been set up, but if you look at the test scores for bio, it's usually one of the lowest, and people often say bio is the hardest, but in our school, people say bio is the easiest AP, which is kind of reversed, I guess, which must mean we have good teachers. But what was I gonna say? I don't think I'm learning overwhelmingly new things, but I do agree that if I had a bio test without my bio notes for those units and stuff, I probably wouldn't be doing as well. I can probably say that confidently. But I think I've been able to learn what we normally learn in, like, how long's our school day? 8+ hours of school?
Yeah, something like that.
I learned that in, like, 2 hours, which is nice because I usually am pretty bored in class, to be honest. A lot of people find it difficult, like the procrastination thing with you. Mm-hmm. For me, I just, like, panic that I'm procrastinating, which helps me not procrastinate. But I feel like I still am procrastinating, but then I look at other people and I'm like, oh, I guess I'm not procrastinating as bad as I thought. Which makes me feel a little bit better about myself.
Yeah, see, I feel like I procrastinate, but I end up getting everything done. Sometimes, like, one assignment I'll do the next day. But then there are also people that procrastinate and just, like, don't do it at all.
Yeah.
Or, like, do it all, like, at the very last minute. Because, like, a lot of the stuff for Google Classroom, for some of my teachers at least, there's not, like, a set due date that you have to turn things in because you're not actually turning anything in. So if you don't want to watch the video and don't want to do the work, you can just press mark as done. And, like, if you really want to do it much later. So you don't have to, like, you don't have to turn things in at a set time because there's nothing to turn in.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I'm going to procrastinate this episode from continuing for a moment. Don't know if that worked. With a brief ad break. The ads... ads allow us to keep producing the show at the high quality that you are now experiencing. I hope you think it's better than season one. I think it is. We figured out some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
But anyways, it allows us to keep producing the show and making great content that you all better love and share with everyone. So we'll see you when we get back.
Okay, so we're back. Thank you for listening to that ad. Like we said, it helps us and stuff. So now we're going to talk about how the change in exams is affecting school, work, ethic, life, etc. Okay, so do you want to start us off, Stephanie?
Oh, sure. So, to give you the gist, we live in the great state of New York.
Woo!
So, we have New York Regents exams, or what they call it. It's a standardized statewide test for subjects at the end of the year. Those were canceled, I think, maybe a month ago. They were canceled pretty early.
Yeah.
And then our local exams were more recently canceled, maybe 1 or 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think. So, but our AP exams, thanks College Board, you little brats for taking all our money and giving us a shorter exam that takes less work for you. Sorry. That was a little, I don't know why I was very aggressive. But those are still on, but they were pushed back a little bit, so thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
See, but in terms...
It is real pause.
Yes, we just... Okay, so just to give you context, if you didn't see your last episode, we're FaceTiming right now, properly social distancing. So sometimes there's a delay when we start talking, then we just start talking at the same time, and then we just pause and we're like, who's gonna keep talking?
Yeah, it's different, but I mean, it's not too bad, I guess.
I feel like we talked a lot at the same time, even in person together, so...
Yeah, that's true.
We're just good at interrupting each other. But Jesse, I'll allow you to go first.
What if I forgot what I was gonna say?
I think I forgot what I was gonna say, too.
Okay, well, I mean...
This is embarrassing.
Okay. What were you gonna say?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, we could hop to how it's affecting our work ethic.
Yes.
Because we've talked about what happened exactly. Anyway, so, okay. Now that I don't have to take exams for, like, most of my classes, all but three, you know, it's hard to see the point in doing this schoolwork. Like,
yes.
I mean, yes, we have to learn new stuff, I guess, but, like, if I'm not taking an exam that affects, like, that affects my grades, then why should I try as hard as I need to? Like, so it's kind of, I guess it's negatively affecting my work ethic, but the fact that there isn't an effect, like, me having less of a work ethic means literally nothing. So, I mean, it's not that bad, I guess.
That's a good point. And the one thing I personally struggle with finding the work ethic to do this stuff well is also the, like, since there are no exams, I don't have any pressure to learn what I'm learning. I don't like what we're learning. I have no interest. The only things that I have impacted my thought process on a deeper level would probably be English class, and that's self-imposed because we're writing ourselves. He doesn't teach really very much.
Yeah.
And which isn't a bad thing, but his teaching method is different than... It's, like, hands-off. It's interesting. And then Spanish, because learning a language is very valuable. And even then, I'm putting in less effort because it's just conjugating verbs over and over.
I know. That's all we do.
But everything else I don't see helping me because I'm not interested in a STEM major, and that's what our curriculum is focused on.
Yeah.
So I just, why would I do pre-calc when it's advanced math that I don't personally believe I'll be using in the future on a regular basis?
Yeah, that's how I feel too. Like, I don't, like, I like English and I like my psych class, and Spanish is fine, and the rest of them, they can just go to hell.
Yeah, exactly. There's just no point of learning them anymore. AP US History, we don't even learn, we just look at, like, excerpts from... The whole year has just been excerpts. I guess to create a less factual-based understanding of history, more a personal connection that these were real people. But at the same time, we didn't actually... I think the facts are also important in understanding a curriculum, especially when it's something that is so able to be factualized. I think a combination would be better.
Yeah. Suitable. I also feel like with the exams that we do have, our APs, I don't care as much either because I know that, like, if I need to, I can just look something up. Like,
yeah.
If there's, like, for psychology, for example, we have to answer a free response question and there's, like, multiple parts to it about things that you need to define and then apply it to the excerpt that they give you. So if there's a definition of something that I don't remember, I just easily look it up, and then it's fine. So I don't really feel pressure to, like, study and review mm-hmm. these, like, vocab terms.
Yeah, because we have more than one devices, which I'm sure the College Board realizes, but they really can't do much about. Because, sure, you can lock our computer from doing other things, but you can't lock our phones and tablets and such. So joke's on them. And the one problem I have with the AP that they've done this year is that for English, it's an essay, which makes sense. We're, like, analyzing someone's rhetorical devices, which makes sense for the point of the curriculum for AP Lang. But for APUSH, it's still so much about your writing skill than your understanding of history. Sure, you show a cause and effect, but if you're a bad writer, you're more likely to do poorly on that. So it seems less of a reflection of AP US history, of US history, than it does of writing, I guess.
Yeah, I see that. I definitely see that. I think with classes too, with the change, it's like psychology, we're not learning the last few units, and same with APUSH because they took that off the exam.
Mm-hmm.
So now instead of like how we probably would have been learning normal new units, we're just reviewing and practicing writing DBQs, practicing writing free response questions, and, you know, rhetorical analysis, like essays and stuff. So I don't know. Personally, I don't even know if that's easier or harder. Like, I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
Cause and now I don't really care.
Yeah, it's true. I just hope that with our AP classes, like, for AP Bio, we were supposed to have another exam after the AP, which is just, why, Miss Joe, why? And then we were supposed to have a final experiment project, which is really big. Both of those were canceled, yes. So I'm just hoping that they stop giving us work after. Because I know other classes, like AP classes, some of them stop giving work, others continue to give work, and I just hope that they all just stop giving us work.
Be really nice. That would be so nice.
Because there's no point. There's no point.
They're like, literally, like, there's, yeah.
Exactly. And I just wish that classes, like, pre-calc would just stop as well.
I agree with that.
I really agree. Are still going to have a final-ish project for Spanish. This is what she makes it seem like, but it seems less than fine. Like, I don't want to do it. There's no point.
Yeah, I just...
School should just stop.
I agree with that.
We're given busy work to make it seem like we're being educated, but we're not. Oh, here's the funniest thing. I want to hear from other schools if this is true for you. Our gym class, we have a Google form that we're supposed to log our exercise. Like, they check our... Obviously, you can just lie, which is your choice, I guess. But it's still funny that they're actually tracking our gym classes.
Yeah, I know for Sacred Heart, they're doing Zoom calls for every class, and they do Zoom calls for gym class.
Oh my gosh.
My friend Joe had to do, like, a 30-minute yoga Zoom class with the rest of her class.
That's terrible. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Here I am complaining about our lack of... the thing. Like, we have video calls through Google Meets, I think, because we're not allowed to do Zoom calls because it's not monitored by the district. But, what was I going to say? They're not mandatory because they figured you can't really make a mandatory class because people don't know their home environments. And I'm very glad none of our teachers are doing that, that they're very necessary to understanding everything, but not required necessarily, because I forget about them so often.
I'm going to be honest, I haven't done a single video call. Not really? Once this whole quarter.
See, I went to one for English, and that one was actually pretty useful, so if you can pop on one of those, might be a good idea.
Yeah. I forget about them. And I also don't want to. Okay, so now we're gonna go for an ad break yet again, because it helps the podcast. So, you know, you can listen to us for 30 seconds, talk about Anchor, and it's over, and thank you very much. So we'll be back.
And we are back. We left off talking about the grade exams and how our work ethic is being impaired and Zoom calls. That's what it was.
Yes.
We were talking about calls. I went to one and I thought it was going to be an educational one because our pre-calc teacher made it seem like it was mandatory. And then she's just like, just want to check up on you guys. I was like, are you joking? I came all the way here. And she's like, next week, I think we'll meet again. And then they're like, show your pets. And I'm like, well, show our pets to each other. I'm like, I'm not coming to this. And then there's one for English where it's like, just hanging out with your, like, to get some human interaction. I'm like, if I want to interact with people at our school, I would reach out.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, I've reached out to my closest friends, and that suits me. Well,
yeah, me too. I feel like quarantine has kind of changed my outlook on when I go back to school. I feel like like, I'm saying this now, but we'll see. But I feel like I want to be a more extroverted person. Like, I want to, like,
yeah,
just talk to people. And maybe it's because I've been watching Netflix and, like, watching all these, like, high schoolers, like, have all these high school lives. But, like, now I'm, gosh, like,
I just
ready.
Watched a high school movie.
You did?
Yeah, I just watched a high school movie yesterday. It was so bad. I was just, I thought it was, like, a nice rom-com. It just wasn't.
Oh.
What was it? It ended up being Best Friends. It was called, I don't remember. It wasn't bad. There was some nice videography in it. It was a unique twist on a rom-com, but it wasn't a rom-com and I wanted a rom-com, so I was a little disappointed. Because it made it seem like it was going to be one. But yeah, I feel like I'm starting to care less about what people think of me, and maybe that will change when I'm back out in public in front of everyone, but I don't really care anymore about, because like, being apart from the people in our school, it shows how insignificant they are in the grand scheme of things.
Exactly, exactly.
Like, they don't impact my life directly, and I thought I would have to wait till college to get that experience of finding that escape from the people we've grown up with for so many years in high school and middle school and elementary school, but now I'm getting it now, and I'm like, ugh, I'll come back and F it. I can't swear, then it will get explicit.
Exactly, though. I agree with that. Like, okay, so I just, and I want to, like, talk to people that even don't go to our school. Like, if I see somebody, like, outside of school,
yeah,
that looks like our age, like no one, like, do people do that? Do people talk to, like, other people that they don't
know?
Do
people talk to strangers? That's why I think all the time, I'm like, when you walk by someone on the street and they say, like, hi awkwardly, and I'm like, oh, should I have said hi? I don't know. how do I start a conversation? And I just feel like, nice shoes, pal.
You come here
often?
'Cause
there are times when I wanna, yeah, I wanna talk and reach out to more people, because we took for granted the interactions we had with strangers, and although strangers may not have a personal connection to us, they still have a value in maintaining ourselves.
Yeah, nicely put.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, we could talk about something else. It'd be quite a topic jump. But our, like, environment, our work environment, you mentioned that. We could talk about...
Yes.
Because I feel like your environment has a lot to do with how you stay productive. So...
Yes, I 100% agree. And as stupid as this sounds... I heard people say, like, when you work from home, you gotta have a designated workspace. And I couldn't actually agree more with that. Because sometimes I do homework in my room, and I'm not productive at all. But when I set up quarantine, I was like, I'm gonna have a separate space. Because I already knew that when I do homework in my room, it takes me a lot longer. So I set up a space at both of my houses, because I have divorced parents, in the dining room. Even though the one at my dad's house is not really a dining room. Just kind of a room where no one goes in. But there's a table. So I work there, and I have my laptop there, and I take my laptop actually back and forth now, which I never did before. So that's like my designated work computer, I guess. And then I work there, and it helps me be a lot more focused just because it's not my room.
Yeah. Yeah. I work... So I want to work at my dining room table, but currently there's a puzzle on it. So I haven't been able to. I should really just finish that puzzle just so I can work at the dining room table. So I've been, like, working off a TV tray on my couch. Which, like, I mean, it works. It's just I would rather be at the table because now there's, like, kind of a large dip in the cushion where I've been sitting from sitting there every single day for, like, 5 hours. So... Hopefully I'll be at the dining room table soon. But I have all my stuff set up on, like, the side table next to me. Got my computer on the TV tray. It's pretty good. It's better than, I don't know, working in my room.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is don't work in your room when you do schoolwork.
Yeah.
Some people do, and I'm like, you're still not productive. I don't know what to tell you.
Unless you can manage to, like...
Yeah.
I feel like if your room had, like, absolutely, like, barely anything in it, your desk was, like, empty, then, you know, it'd be a good environment because there's nothing going on. But, like, our rooms, like, we have instruments and we have art supplies and we have, like, so many distractions there. It's just, it would be so easy to not do work.
Yeah, Jesse, just look at my wall right now. I mean, obviously, okay, listeners can see it. There's so many times where I just end up staring at them. And I'm like, oh, I could have done this better. Or I could have, like, oh, that painting I hate. Like, this one?
Which
you can't see.
I can't see it.
It's the I hate this painting.
Oh, why do you hate it?
But you know which one I hate? Well, it's just not good. It's so, like, I don't hate it as much as I hate the one over there. That's right above the turtle. I hate that painting. Makes me repulsed.
I can't even see it.
It was a stress. I do stress paintings every once in a while, and that was a stress painting, and there's no sense of anything of any skill went into that painting. It makes me want to vomit, and I just want to rip it off my wall. But I have a goal all seniors. I have a goal that by senior year I want to fill up this wall with all my paintings.
It's a good goal.
Before I graduate, I'm like halfway there, so I have a lot of work to do. But so I have to keep it up there until it's full and I want to replace it.
Yeah,
but it burns into my soul every time I look at it.
So I guess that makes sense that you can't work right there.
Exactly. We should also... what was I going to say? I think, like, just the fact is that your room is supposed to be a place where you're happy, and it's a place where you do things that you enjoy. So when you do, like, homework that you don't enjoy, it's like, well, I could be doing something I'd rather enjoy in the place I enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. Do we have anything else?
Other than, I guess, talking about the workload for each class specifically, it's really not that much. Oh, let's talk about band. Oh, Mr. Joe. Sir, he's teaching us music theory and music composition, which is actually not as bad as it's not bad. It's just like, it's band. Come on. This is the time we're not supposed to have work.
I know.
But it's okay.
I had to print out empty music, or note music stuff. I don't even...
I have a good question. So, when you do work, how much of it is by hand that you have to, like, write down on paper? Paperless versus digital notes, because a big thing for the environment is how much paper schools waste, and obviously now it's up to the individual to decide what they want to print out and stuff.
Yeah, so
do you use?
I made the mistake of printing out a math packet a few weeks ago, and I just finished it, and I decided I'm not going to print it out again, and I'm just going to, I can't take notes on, like, an iPad or anything, but I'm just going to take it in notebooks that I've already bought, because, you know, can't save them now, so.
Yeah.
But, so I printed out this thing, and it was 50 pages long, and I'm not proud of that. It was so long.
Wait, was it double-sided?
It was... okay, no, it was 30 pages long, because then it was double-sided, but it would have been 50 pages long. Because I had my printer doesn't do double-sided, so I had to take it all out and then flip everything over and then, like, print again. It's kind of frustrating. But... so, I'm not proud of that, and I'm not going to do that again, because he sends us packets, and then... oh, this is so annoying. He sent us this packet, and then I print it, and then when he does the first day, he's like, I've made some changes to the packet, so you're... work might look a little different. Here's the new one if you want to print it out. And I'm like, no. That was annoying. Anyway, so for chemistry and algebra, we have packets. For chemistry, we were supplied them at the end of the school year, I guess. The in-school school year. But the rest of my classes, it is all online. We don't even take notes in the rest of them anymore. Well, I guess in Spanish we kind of do, but it's just, like, those videos that we watch that are supposed to be, like, notes. But, I mean, I'm trying not to use as much paper now that I've made a big mistake.
I know some people print out almost every worksheet that we do and then hand do it and then upload it and scan it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's just, you're wasting so much paper.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because for me, I'm very lucky, I think, in the sense I bought an iPad to take my notes on for school last year, I think. And that investment is really holding through.
Yeah, really.
Especially at this time, because I can Take any document that was in Google Drive. I can upload it to my note-taking app, and I can write on it and then upload it back. It's the most satisfying thing ever because it's so seamless and easy to do, and I haven't printed out a single thing or written on a single paper, I don't think.
Yeah, that sounds pretty nice.
It's really coming in handy for me, and it makes my dream of paperless note-taking for school come true, which I've been wanting to do for so long.
Yeah, it's completely paperless now.
Yeah, because teachers can't, like, give you worksheets, and if they do give me worksheets, I can just put it seamlessly. It's really frustrating. The frustrating thing during the school year was when I would have to take hand notes, so I'd write them in, like, on my iPad, and then they give us a worksheet notes, and I'm like, you're joking. I can't put this in, like, if you have a notebook, you can't put it in a notebook. Or if it's on my iPad, I can't put it on my iPad very easily. That's just too much work. But now I can just easily add it into the same document. So then it's all together, and it makes me so pleased.
Yeah, it does sound nice.
Teachers, I hope you are learning some lessons. PDF everything.
Yeah. I mean, there's some note-taking, like, applications that I have on my computer, but, like, it's on the computer, so it's kind of, like, a hassle to have to type everything out. So, yeah, I'm just gonna finish the notebooks that I bought in the beginning of the year.
It's 1 o'clock.
Well, I mean, do you have anything else you'd like to touch on?
The only thing I can say is, Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, please end school early. Or, like, our principal, superintendent, you know, it's not worth it after AP. Please.
Yeah, just, like, call it off. End school forever. Not
I've
forever.
I've learned enough, I think. I've learned a lot. Don't get me wrong. I've learned a lot during this quarantine. So if you hear this, don't think my education has been deprived. It's been enhanced. I've learned so much more than I thought I could learn in the classroom.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Okay. Thank you for listening to this episode of WTF is Up with Gen Z. We love your support. We love you.
Oh, yeah.
So, this has been Genesee.
And Stephanie.
On WTF is Up with Gen Z. And we just discussed what school life is like in quarantine in the digital era. Thank you.
Because it's all digital.
Exactly. Thank you.